From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 955th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hank Snow.
Now the track means a 2-11, Daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. He was flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Mr. Fineman, won't you feel, listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee, keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal at this rattle a roll and keep moving me on. You switched your engine, I ain't got time for a trifle woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. I've warned you twice, and you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your way, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, stay away too long. I'm through with you, too bad, Joe Blue, keep moving on.
Thank you, good neighbors. Thanks a lot. And a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a big lineup of talent for you. And here's Grant Turner now to tell us all about it.
Sir, it really is big, Hank. First off, there's Rod Brasfield and his cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Opry Square Dancers, Miss Del Wood.
And don't forget our special guest, Stonewall Jackson. But right now, I want to introduce that perfect picture of what the well-dressed man will be wearing next season. The hole-in-wall flash himself, Rodley Presby.
Howdy. Thank you, man. Thank you. That was fine.
Tommy, that was fine. Howdy, Mr. Hank Snow.
Oh, hello, Rodley.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you.
I'm sorry I'm so hoarse tonight. I've got a little cold. Slept under a wagon bed, and somebody moved it this morning.
That's not all you got, either.
What else have I got?
I'll tell you, you're just about the dumbest one character I've seen in a long time.
No, I wouldn't say I should, dumb.
Well, I think you are. I'll tell you what's going to happen to you.
That there makes me mad. Tell me I'm dumb.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen to you one of these days.
What's that?
You're going to come into one of these big cities like Nashville here, and one of these smart city slickers is going to bump into you like this.
Yeah?
Yeah. And steal your watch.
Steal my watch.
That's right.
I'd love to see him do it, Barnett. I'd just love to see him do it, that's all.
Here's your watch.
Thank you, Hank. Here's yours.
Thank you. Oh, my. Say, incidentally, Rodley, I passed your house this a.m. And you know something? There was about 60 old hens out there in the front yard. Now, tell me, what was 60 old hens doing out there in the front yard this morning?
Well, Hank, they heard that there's a man coming there this morning to lay a sidewalk. And they wanted to see how it is doing. Hey, Hank.
Yeah.
Speaking of old hens, I've got an old hen down there on the farm that lays colored eggs.
Rodley, colored
eggs. Yes, sirree. You can just wave a blue handkerchief at her and she'll lay a blue egg.
A blue egg.
Yeah, and you can wave a red handkerchief at her and she'll lay a red egg.
A red egg.
The other day I waved an old crazy quilt at her and she liked to strip her gears.
I see what you mean.
Hey, Hank.
Yeah?
I've been down in Florida visiting with my Uncle Watch Brasfield.
Watch Brasfield?
Yeah, Uncle Watch. We call him Uncle Watch because one of his hands is longer than the other.
Yeah.
He got married about 2 or 3 years ago to a woman named Miss Tinker.
Oh? Yeah.
They've got a little boy now. They named him TikTok. Yeah. You know something about little old TikTok? About 4 o'clock every morning, he lets out an alarm. It wakes everybody up in the neighborhood.
True. Say, incidentally, Rodley, come think of it, how is your gal friend Susie these
days? Oh, Susie's fine. She's in the upper class now, Hank. She's got into high society.
Oh.
Yeah, she won't be seen with nothing but the upper set.
Nothing but the upper set.
I told her the other night she'd look better if she had her underset, too. Hey, Hank, I'm mad at Susie.
Yeah?
In fact, I'm mad at all women.
Oh, no.
I'm mad at women. I just don't like women.
I just don't buy men like women.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just let's consider this thing a little bit. You know, if it wasn't for women, now who would cook your meals and who'd sew the buttons on your britches?
Well, if it wasn't for women, I wouldn't need no britches.
Ah, my thanks, Rod. That was great. But if I have to wear a baggy pants so you get on to be in style, brother, I'm just going to be old-fashioned. Now here's a boy who's making his first appearance on the Network Grand Ole Opry, so let's have a special welcome for our next guest, Stonewall Jackson. Stone, it's real nice to have you here on the show, and look out there at all those folks.
Oh, they sure is a big, nice bunch of them out there tonight.
Sure is, and they're all your friends, so how about singing them a song, huh?
I sure do. I need you real bad. If you think I want to please you, take you in my arms and squeeze you. Will anything but leave you? You're right, I need you real bad. If you think my heart's a-yearning for you to be returning, if you think the flame's still burning, well, you're right, I need you so bad. I never thought I'd love someone the way that I love you, but I'll admit this is it, 'cause I'm really wanting you. So baby, let's not tarry, I'm really in a hurry for you and me to marry. You're right, I need you so bad. If you think I want to please you, take you in my arms and squeeze you, do anything but leave you, you're right, I need you real bad. If you think my heart's a-yearning for you to be returning, if you think the flame's still burning, well, you're right, I need you so bad. I never thought I'd love someone the way that I love you, but I'll admit this is it, 'cause I really want you. So baby, let's don't tarry, I'm really in a hurry for you and me to marry. You're right, I need you so bad.
Ah, thank you, Stonewall. That was a dandy, and we'll be hearing from you again. Say, Rodley, I saw your Uncle Si backstage. Does he always have that happy gleam in his eye?
Yeah, he sure does, Hank. He sure does.
Watching the girls go by?
No, just puffing along on his pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Uncle Si says P.A. lets him enjoy such a rich, fine, tasty pipe that it just brightens up his whole outlook.
Well, you know, he's got a point, Rod. Prince Albert smoking tobacco is always fresh, always cool smoking, always crimp cut the pack firm and the smoke slow and lazy. No fuss to it. What's more, P.A. tastes good, lets you have a real good, comfortable pipe every time.
Yeah, and you Meccan men ought to get in on Prince Albert, too. Buying it with P.A. and an OCB paper, buddy, you got the Meccans of a perfect smoke.
Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste, the real comfort and the smoking joy of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco. That's P.A. That's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle with Cripple Creek for all the Grand Ole Opry Square dancers to really go to town. So come on, everybody dance with him.
Dance loose, you know, by yourself, swing to the left and swing to the right. Dance loose, you know, Saturday night. Swing, on, swing, on, swing, that's your marching song. Wave that ocean, wave at sea, wave that pretty girl home and lead. Hands up, go and swing a little, swing your corner, swing your song, swing your father, and on you go, just digging in the bed, but digging out those. Wave your hands up, dance on the out, all hands up and dance about. night, turn around, you're going wrong. Dance to meet your partner home. Oh, when you meet her, greet her, smile, plan, baby, go home, plan, plan, plan.
That's what I call real fine dancing. Thanks a lot, Square Dances, and thank you, Tommy Jackson. You know, friends and neighbors, we sure do have fun here on the Grand Ole Opry, but we never forget we're all his creatures, and in spite of our failures and faults, we always know he'll understand and say, well done.
The Savior has come. Be not dismayed when man don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, with and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say, well done.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Well, Grant Turner, things seem to be rolling right along. Real nice this session. So what do you think the folks would like to hear next?
Well, I don't know about the audience, Hank, but I do know that we got a boy here with us that's mighty pleasing to just about everybody. One of the top guitar players in the country.
You're talking about our boss man out at RCA Victor. You just have to be. Yes, sir. Ted Atkins and the 12th Street Ray. Chet, the very best. Well, now, Grant told you we were just snowed under here with talent tonight, and he wasn't kidding. Our next guest is a gal that really put the grand in Grand Ole Opry. I'm talking about that unpicked daisy in the Garden of Matrimony, the flower of Grandest Witch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Just so proud to be here. I like them whistles, too. Oh, you know it, too. Oh, thank you. They're kidding. They're all bark and no bite. Well, sir, I tell you, We've had an awful lot of rain here at Grinder Switch this past week. Oh, it just rained. It just poured down rain. Looked like it was all going to float away. But today the sunshine come out and everybody felt so much better. And all the little young'uns is out running around playing in the yard. And there's one little young'un come running around the side of the house today just flapping his arms and hollering, quack, 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 quack. I said, what's the matter? You think you're a duck? He said, no, I ain't a duck. I'm a big old goose. I said, well, it's ducks that go quack, quack, quack. You know, a big old goose, all a big old goose ever says, all anybody ever heard a big old goose say was,
Hi, D-Mini.
Oh, Rodley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Rodley, I'm glad to see you. I want to tell you something. You know, I needed you bad last night.
Dear.
I wished you'd have been down there at Grinder Switch.
What happened?
Well, there was a man tried to get in my upstairs window.
He did?
Yes, he did, and I called the fire department.
Fire department?
Yeah.
Oh, Minnie, you mean the police department.
No, I wanted the fire department. He needed a longer ladder. Well, but Rodley, I tell you, I hope you'll stick around and get that cold straightened out so me and you can go to the circus. You know, there's a big circus coming here next week.
Yeah, somebody told me that Ringworm and Bayrum was coming to town or something.
They're coming out here, and I want to go with you because remember that fun we had last year?
Yeah, man.
Last summer, you know, when we went to the circus down there at Hohenwald.
Yeah.
By the way, Rodley, what happened to you? You was there with me for a while, and then I couldn't find you no place.
Well, I went right down the middle way there, or midway, or whatever you call it, down to see the moving picture show.
Oh,
right down there.
Rodley, there wasn't no moving picture show at that
circus.
Oh,
yes, it was, Minnie. Yeah, at that tattooed lady done a hula dance.
Oh, Rodley. Rodley, I tell you, you having a cold.
Hey, have you seen Uncle Nabob lately? I ain't heard.
Oh, Uncle Nabob's been real sick. He's got something wrong with his throat.
Well, I'll declare he's just
come
a member of the club, ain't he?
Yeah, he had to come away up here to Nashville yesterday to let some of the doctors up here see if they could do something for him.
Sure enough.
And you know, they done the silliest thing. He went to the doctor's office up here, and the doctor told him to, now, instead of examining his throat, he told him to go in the other room and take off all of his clothes.
He did.
And so Uncle Nabob done it.
He did.
He went in the next room and took off all his clothes.
Well,
and he said to the fella sitting next to him, they told him to take off all his clothes, too.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. There he was, not a stitch of clothes on. Uncle Nabob says to this fella that's sitting by him, he said, this is the craziest place I ever seen. He says, I just come in here to have my throat examined, and they made me take off all my clothes. And the fella sitting next to him says, what are you worrying about? I just come in here to deliver a telegram. Bye now, see you next week.
You can always depend on Prince Albert smoking tobacco for rich natural taste and real smoking comfort. To be always fresh, always cool smoking, always crimp cut the burn, slow and even, always comfortable.
Grant, how in the world does Prince Albert stay right the way you want it year after year?
Well, it's that special Prince Albert way of doing things, Hank. Prince Albert smoking tobacco keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, then perks up that flavor to make it richer and tastier. P.A. takes a lot of old-fashioned care with the tobacco. It gives us pipe smokers and Macon's men. And Prince Albert wants a fellow to be sure of that every time he packs his pipe or rolls his own with good P.A.
You Macon's men can count on P.A.'s extras, too. Crimp cut to let you roll a smooth Macon's smooth smoking cigarette with no dribbling out the ends or blowing around. All flavor and comfort.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now, Hank, how about us hearing from one of our special guests?
Ah, right to our Grant. And here he is back for his second number, Stonewall Jackson. Don't I know, after that real fine job you done on that first number, you've got another good one. What's the name of this one?
I'd like to do a Broken Heart of Wedding Band for us.
One more kiss before you go. There'll be no harm in that, I know. And a kiss would help so much to kill the pain. I've tried so hard to make you see just how much you mean to me.
But the more I've tried, the less you care for me. A broken heart, a wedding band that never touched your loving hand. How can I ever face this world alone? Sure as the sun's up in the sky, I don't care if I live or die. All I've got's a broken heart, a wedding band. I'm so glad that I've known you. I guess there's nothing I can do. I should have known I couldn't hold you from the start. God bless you and your lucky man. Give him all the love you can. Don't leave him with a broken heart, a wedding band. A broken heart, a wedding band, but never touched your loving hand. How can I ever face this world alone? The sun's up in the sky. I don't care if I live or die. All I've got's a broken heart, a wedding band.
Well, now it's time we heard from another of our guests. A gal that's no newcomer on the Grand Ole Opry, but one you all know and love. That mistress of the keyboard, Miss Del Wood and the Pony Boy Medley. Miss Del. Thank you very much, Miss Dell. That was really fine. Thank you. Now we're going to turn back the pages of time. For several years, I'm going to dig out an old song here, friends and neighbors, that I tangled together back about 16 years ago. It's a little story about a boy and his dog. We kind of hope that you folks might remember it and that you still will like it. Called Little Buddy.
Broken hearted and so sad, golden curls all wet with tears, was a picture of sorrow to see. Kneeling close to the side of his pal and only pride, a little lad, these words he told to me. He was such a lovely donkey, and to me he was such fun. But today, as we played by the way, a drunken man got mad at him paws, he barked in joy. He beat him, and he's dying here today. Will you call a doctor, please, and tell him if he comes right now? He'll save my precious doggy, cause I'll pray. Then he stroked the fluffy head, but his little pal was dead. Just a shiver, and he slowly passed away.
He didn't know his dog had died, so I told him as he cried, "Come with me, son, we'll get that doctor right away. I can't leave him here alone. I must get my doggy home. So while you're gone, sir, I'll just kneel beside him here and I'll pray." But when I returned, he had his little pal upon his knee. And the teardrops, they were blind in his big blue eyes. "You're too late, sir. My dog is dead. And no help can save him now. But I'll meet my precious buddy up in the sky."
By a tiny narrow bridge, where the wolves sadly wait, they're engraved on a shingle of pine. Little buddy, rest in peace. God will watch you through the years. Cause I told him in my prayer that you were mine.
We've certainly enjoyed being with you, and we sure hope you folks have enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry. Next week at this time, friends, our good friend Cowboy Copas will be sitting in the driver's seat, and he'll have as his guests Rusty and Doug along with him. Sure to be on hand for the doings. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks so much, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
So good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.